This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Tonight in Miami, as the Royals take on the Miami Marlins, we talked yesterday about the schedule, the ease of schedule, at least, out of the gates, and an opportunity to beat up, hopefully, on some of these below 500 teams. And what's it look like if, I'm not saying you have to believe it, but if they were to turn it around, what does that look like for the Royals? If they were to turn around and we're sitting here the final week of the season and they are occupying a playoff spot, what does that look like? I think for starters, it's very simple. The same thing we've discussed throughout the whole year. It has to continue to see Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny hit the way they did the last 10 to 14 games overall. I understand not the entire Mets series, but overall. And then truly, I don't see how they get there because I don't think they're trading for two bats. Unless Jack Caglione gets it going. Doesn't have to be carrying the offense, but not hitting 151. If you tell me for the final, 100 games or so, that he's hitting 240, but the power's there too, that has to be part of the equation. I think if you're going to convince me that we're sitting here the final week of the season and they're actually occupying a playoff spot.
So just for starters, their offense could be significantly better if Jack Caglione is just anywhere close to what we were anticipating out of Jack Caglione when he got called up. That immediately improves the offense. There's no question about it. Let's pretend they add another bat. So now we're two spots deeper in the order than they were before. This kind of goes back to the Chiefs wide receivers at a different time. I've watched this team with Gurriel and Tommy Pham and all the names we joked about when they brought back Adam Frazier in the lineup being a playoff team. Now they had a head start. Their record was better and a good pitching staff. Like, this year's team is not built dramatically different than last year's team. And I can continue to give the one-off examples, which I know are less fun, of, I think it was correctly pointed out by our friend David Lesky, and it signed the crown, where the record very similar to in 14 when Ned Yost was almost canned and they eventually went on a run and went to the World Series and all this other stuff. I can give you a couple of examples of when it happened in baseball, but the only way they're getting to the playoffs is if Jack Caglione truly, I think, comes alive, not just turns in the other version, and for no real reason other than just it happens, they become last year's version of hitting with runners in scoring position versus this year's. That's it. Like, if they can just, and they don't trade anybody, in my opinion. Like, I don't even think at this point, if they want to make the playoffs, they can afford to lose Lugo. I'm not saying they shouldn't, but you tell me who the fourth and fifth starters are if they let one go. If they want to make the playoffs, I think it'd have to be keep Lugo and start trying to convince him into getting an extension done and how to log his stuff back out. Otherwise, it just doesn't make sense and we can't make it fit. So we'll see which way it goes. Like, it's just that version of it makes it a big challenge, Gold. So if those things aren't going to take place, then I do think you kind of run into an issue where how do you make this work if all of those don't happen? So if you just ask me how they do it, probably starts there. Also, I don't know, beat a bunch of bad teams. Start going 3-0 against the Marlins this weekend. Their former ace is on the mound tonight in Sandy Alcantara, but yeah, he's got not an the same earned run average.
He's just not the same as what he was a couple years ago. Do you think, though, if during the stretch, we're talking about on the offensive end what has to happen, but if they end up trading Seth Lugo, is what we described enough, though, on the offensive end to not only overcome that, but then also, you know, fix what has already been a problem for this team? That's where it gets really, really tricky, and why I understand it's a 10% chance for a reason, because even if the big three keep it up like they had the last 10 to 14 games, and Jack gets to a point where he's got some pop, he's hitting 240 the rest of the way or something like that. And in 240, I know some of you are like, that's not good, but I'll take 240, by the way, right now with some pop. Without Lugo in the rotation and Reagan's not back till mid-August, is that even enough then? And I don't necessarily think it is.
No, I don't know. I mean, it's a little bit, right? The bullpen is still better than last year's, right? So you think they'd be able to cover a little bit there, starting rotation similar to last year's because guys like Noah Cameron are performing similar to what Cole Reagans did last year. Like, I'm not saying that there's not enough talent to go on a run. I think there is. It's just banking on it is such a long shot hope because it's not asking Gold just one thing to get better. It's asking the starting pitching to remain the same, the bullpen to remain the same, Jack Caglione to come alive, and for them to add a bat and hit better with runners in scoring position. I need five things to go well, and they still have to play, what, 10, 12 games above 500? The final 60 games? It's just asking, it's asking the world a little bit. So unless they get hot and hot in a hurry, it is kind of hard to imagine a world in which this is going to happen overnight. And look, I'm still holding out hope because I want the Royals to go to the playoffs. I prefer when the Royals are good, like the rest of us. But it is like the Royals get to the playoffs if the list is kind of long. That's all. It's just
a lot
kind of
has
long.
To happen. A lot has to happen. And some of them are more likely than others. I think, you know, the big three hitting really well the rest of the way, I think, is actually the most likely scenario, believe it or not. The least likely right now would honestly be that they go and acquire a bat that also helps. And at this point, that for the way what we've seen so far, that Jack Caglione is hitting, you know, 240 the rest of the way and all of a sudden finishes the year. He's got two homers right now. But if you tell me he ends up finishing with 10 or something 12, you know, 12, like those seem not all that likely. That doesn't mean big picture in next season. We're talking about a completely different player. But for what we've seen right this second, to think that post All-Star break, the big three are going to click. He's going to get going. They'll be fine without Lugo if they trade him. And there's a bunch of things I just don't see. I told you over and over, I think they're going to be a team that's not out of it quick, if that makes sense. Like I think they're going to be hovering in this conversation land of, well, they're like four out. They're like two out. Now they're back to four out. And we're going to be having that conversation all August into September.
Yeah. I mean, but if it's, so right now it's July 18th. If it's August 18th and they're still four and a half back and six teams are ahead of them, it's like, well, then, you know.
But that's where I kind of think they're going to be,
Cody. You can still kind of discuss it now because there's time. They do still have time on their side. And I'll give them an advantage there because you're like, do they? Yeah. They still have 60-plus games remaining on the schedule. As far as baseball goes, that's time. And plenty of time in order to turn it around. But that time dissipates after 30 more days worth of games, and you've only got 6 weeks left to make a run. And there are, they do have one of the easier schedules remaining for the rest of the way, it's not they have no difficult opponents. Hell, after they get done with the Marlins this weekend, they got to go take on the Cubs, the team with the second best record in the National League. They're not going to be able to sputter against those teams for long and still have kind of the wiggle room to do it. Hitting with runners in scoring position would make a massive difference. Again, I think it was Inside the Crown who did it, but like the fact that they're averaging a similar number to hits per game, which is a bit misleading because they're hitting for less power, but similar number to hits per game, but they are third last year with runners in scoring position and 29th this year. That tells a big story on the offense, Gold. Had the big three simply just hit better with runners in scoring position, they probably are better. But, you know, they didn't, and now they're going to have to do that the rest of the way with no break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.